Hey there and welcome, because today we're going to be talking about how podcasting is actually part of your lead funnel and how you should be thinking about podcasting to make sure you get the most results and you're able to turn those listeners into paying customers. Okay, so first of all, what do I mean when I say podcasting is part of your lead funnel? As a business, as a profit-generating machine that you're building and creating for yourself, a big part of that is the lead funnel. How do you bring customers and clients into your business? That's your lead funnel. It doesn't have to be fancy. It can be picking up the phone and giving people a call, or it can be really complex from lots of different lead capture pages and advertising and a whole bunch of different things. But I want you to consider podcasting as a piece of that and not necessarily as the front piece. A lot of people think, podcasting is an audience growth tool, and that's the only thing that they consider. But I want you to think a little bit smarter than that, because we're podcast marketers here. So what you're going to consider podcasting as is a relationship building tool with people who do come to your list. So it can help grow your list, but we're going to think of it as a tool to develop deeper relationships with those people on our list as part of our funnel when they come in and want to build a relationship with us by, subscribing with their email address or joining our Facebook group or something like that. So particularly with email, that's kind of the number one here, is if somebody signs up to a newsletter or somebody signs up to an autoresponder sequence of yours, how we do this is a couple of emails in after you've already given them the bonus that you've offered them or, welcomed them to the email list and kind of built up some initial excitement. What you want to do is introduce very specific episodes of your podcast from past episodes that have gotten really good reception from your audience, that have got the most downloads, the most social shares, the most, all that kind of stuff. And you want to direct people to those episodes from your email list. So typically this is done with an autoresponder, but you can also just send out direct broadcast emails. But this is going to, once people get into your list and into your funnel, this is going to help you build a long-term relationship with them by sharing content, sharing helpful information, and getting them interested in your podcast. So they're not just receiving an email from you every once in a while. Now they're actually listening to your podcast. They're getting to know, like, and trust you as a person. And who do you think they're going to buy from as soon as they are at the right part of the buying cycle? All right, so this has been another episode of Authority Engine TV. I'm Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and I encourage you all to go out and record, engage, and convert with your podcast marketing. See you next Thursday.